Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience sharing article presented at the 2023 Taiwan Falun Dafa Cultivation Experience Sharing Conference, entitled Grateful for Master's Compassionate Arrangements by a Falun Dafa Practitioner in Taiwan. The article was published on the Minghui website on December 28, 2023. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I started practicing Falun Dafa in 2004. I always wanted to write a cultivation experience sharing, but I was hindered by my attachment to comfort. Through studying the Fa, I enlightened that I needed to face my cultivation with honesty. I would like to report to Master and share my cultivation experiences. Part 1. Eye disease disappears after reading Chuan Falun. I had an eye allergy when I was young, and my eyes were always inflamed. I relied on anti-inflammatory eye drops, which had long-term side effects. The drops made my eyes very weak. I avoided wind, bright light, and polluted air, and I had to wear protective eyewear when I went outside. The doctor told me that my corneas were ulcerated and that I needed to be careful, otherwise I would become blind. I still had to work and take care of my children. I often asked myself why my life was so difficult. A former co-worker called me and happily said she began practicing Falun Dafa and it was beneficial to one's health. She said the practice site was near my home. I suddenly wanted to cry when I heard the words, Falun Dafa. I attended the 9-day lecture classes and borrowed a copy of Chuan Falun, the main text of Falun Dafa. 2 days later, I was awakened in the middle of the night by a foul odor. I got out of bed to check and see if garlic was rotting. My children and husband slept soundly. Why was I the only one who smelled the bad odor? Did it come from my body? I suddenly recalled a section of Master's lectures. Master said in Lecture 2 of Chuan Falun, quote, because we are leading you to the righteous way, during intriple world Fa cultivation, your body will be purified constantly until it is completely transformed by high energy matter, unquote. Pus was coming out of my eyes the next morning, and afterward, my eye disease miraculously disappeared. I no longer needed eye drops or protective eyewear. I am grateful to Master from the bottom of my heart. Part 2. Hong Kong Trip. I slowly began to understand the importance of saving sentient beings, and I joined the Waste Drum team. We participated in parades in Hong Kong and raised awareness about the ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa. I felt the urge to tell people the truth about Dafa when I saw how Chinese people were still being deluded by the Chinese Communist Party. Many Taiwanese practitioners made arrangements to participate in a parade in Hong Kong on July 1, 2007, the 10th anniversary of the Hong Kong handover to China. However, 500 Taiwanese practitioners were not allowed entry into Hong Kong and were deported back to Taiwan. I began to have second thoughts when I heard this. I feared being deported, reported in the media, or that my boss and co-workers would find out. Master said in the article, Pass the Deadly Test, of The Essentials of Diligent Progress 3, quote, fear can cause one to make mistakes, and fear can cause one to lose a predestined opportunity. Fear is a death trap on a human being's journey toward divinity, unquote. Indeed, what am I afraid of? Dafa gave me a new life. I decided to stick to the original plan and go to Hong Kong. I was faced with another tribulation of overcoming my attachment to sentimentality. My husband never stopped me from participating in Falun Dafa activities before. However, he objected when I was about to go to Hong Kong. I was determined, and I told him that the waist drum performance was already scheduled and that I would be fine. He said no more, and I headed out. I knew I had passed the attachment to sentimentality. When I arrived at the airport, I learned all the flights were canceled or delayed due to a big storm. My flight experienced a lot of turbulence, and some passengers even screamed. I constantly sent forth righteous thoughts, and we landed smoothly in Hong Kong, and I went through customs. However, the practitioner who was supposed to guide me around Hong Kong was still stuck at the airport in Taiwan. I needed to take a bus in order to meet up with practitioners in Hong Kong to get to my dormitory. I had to find the bus myself. The bus driver called out the bus stops in Cantonese, and I had no idea what he was saying. I silently asked Master for help. A young man sat next to me, and I chatted with him. I told him I was worried because I could not understand the bus driver. He said he would help me. The young man accompanied me to the practitioner's dormitory when we got off the bus. I asked him where he lived, and he told me that he got off the bus 2 stops early so that he could help me. He was going to take another bus home. He carried 2 pieces of luggage in the drizzling rain as he left. I knew Master was protecting me. Thank you, Master. Part 3. Encountering Chinese Classical Dance. I enjoyed listening to music and watching dance when I was young, and I often attended and participated in dance competitions. When I learned that New Tang Dynasty Television, NTD-TV, was organizing a classical Chinese dance competition and needed help promoting it, I volunteered right away. I did not know much about NTD-TV, and I had no idea what classical Chinese dance was. I began to learn about Chinese classical dance and the media run by practitioners. Taiwan emphasizes academics, and the environment for performing arts is not good. Most people only learn dance as a hobby, and there are no high standards. This made finding Chinese classical dance teachers and students difficult. I had to work during the day and was only able to visit dance schools in the evening or on holidays. My elementary school-aged daughter came down with enterovirus and had a high fever while I was thinking about what excuse I could use to take time off from work. I told my daughter, "Mommy is going to do something very special. Would you like to come with me?" I believed her knowing side understood everything since I studied the Fa and practiced the exercises with her. She came with me when I visited different schools. I enlightened to the fact that Master helps us as long as we have the heart to save people. My daughter did not lay in bed and sleep all day like those who have a fever. She helped me distribute flyers, and we were able to find contestants for the dance competition. My daughter's fever also broke. One dance teacher told me that her students were barred from participating in any competitions in China after they participated in the first NTD, International Classical Chinese Dance Competition. She asked me why this happened. I knew we were doing the most righteous thing by guiding people to perform classical Chinese dance. I told her that I didn't know why the CCP was afraid of a dance competition. The CCP is a totalitarian regime. You don't have to feel regretful that you weren't able to participate in the competitions in China. We are striving for pure goodness and beauty. As soon as I said this, she said she saw Shen Yun in the United States and agreed with Shen Yun's mission. She was more than happy to help us promote Chinese classical dance and said she would tell her colleagues about NTD's dance competition. I was able to experience what Master said in Master Disciple Grace, Hongyan 2, that, quote, disciples' righteous thoughts are strong. Master has the power to turn the tide, unquote. Thank you, Master. Part 4. Master's orderly arrangements help me fulfill my vows. I watched Shen Yun with my family so I could understand more about Chinese classical dance. My children were young, and I asked them which dances they enjoyed the most. I expected them to say the humorous monk dance or journey to the West, but instead my son said, Mommy, I enjoyed watching the dance where the good people were saved by gods when being bullied by the bad guys. The bad guys were also willing to change for the better, and I had also forgiven them. I will never forget the innocent expression on my son's face. This furthered my understanding of how Master saves people through Shen Yun. The Shen Yun promotion team in Hsinchu was established. I participated in the team and distributed flyers and eventually became a lead speaker. I started by reading scripts prepared by practitioners and then gradually created my own slides and wrote my own scripts. I was met with many tribulations during the process, and I sometimes wanted to give up. However, when I remembered what Master said regarding saving sentient beings, I was determined to continue. Master said, in Fa teaching given at the 2009 Greater New York International Fa Conference, quote, by now you've all seen that at each of Shen Yun Performing Arts performances, there are hundreds in attendance at a minimum, and most typically there are over 1,000, or even 2,000 or 3,000, with a number ranging upwards of over 5,000 at times, depending on the size of the venue. As many as that may be, after watching the performance, over 90% who attend have a change of attitude toward Dafa, and they become clear about what that evil party is. The people become completely positive. Unquote. I overcame many tribulations and had a deeper understanding of the meaning of the traditional culture presented in Shen Yun. Even though I worked on my slides until dawn and then went to work, I was not tired. Instead, I was filled with energy. Perhaps this is my path in fulfilling my historic vows. I have loved poetry since I was a child, and I read Tang and Song Dynasty poems while my classmates read comic books. I learned dance when I was young, so I volunteered to promote Shen Yun and the NTD Chinese classical dance competitions. It turned out that I was already following Master's arrangements. Part 5. Family member starts to practice Falun Dafa. My husband was always supportive of Dafa, but did not practice. His health began deteriorating. Perhaps my intentions were not pure and have the heart of pursuit since I wanted him to practice Falun Dafa so his health would improve. My husband was always busy with work and had no interest in practicing Falun Dafa. His lower body became swollen, and he was unable to lie down and sleep. He was diagnosed with myocardial infarction. His heart was failing, and he had fluid in his chest. He needed to be hospitalized right away. However, I was scheduled to be a main speaker at a tea ceremony the following week. I did not know what to do. I realized that this was a form of interference, and I needed to eliminate it with righteous thoughts. I phoned the coordinator and told him about my situation. I asked him to send righteous thoughts and said I would still speak at the tea ceremony. No hospital rooms were available due to the COVID pandemic, so my husband was told to take medications at home and wait for the blood clots to clear. The doctor said it was too dangerous to operate on him due to the large blood clots in his heart. Since my husband had to wait to be operated on, I was able to participate in the tea ceremony. Thank you, Master, for arranging this opportunity for me to save people. I initially thought being a main speaker was challenging, but now I treasure this opportunity very much. I told my husband about the beauty of Daffa while he was waiting to be hospitalized. This time he was willing to study the Fa and do the exercises. Thank you, Master, for not giving up on him. His body was still weak, and he was only able to do the exercises for a short span of time, but he was able to safely pass through the waiting period for hospitalization. I overcame a lot of Xinqing tests with my husband after his surgery because his emotions fluctuated a lot. I read a section of Master's Fa one day. Master said in Fa teaching given at the 2004 Chicago Fa Conference, quote, "If you can all keep a calm and steady state of mind while being assaulted by strong words and you're not at all affected, then see if those factors still exist," unquote. I knew I needed to be a good wife and my heart should not be moved. Before I practiced Falun Dafa, I was very stubborn and had a strong personality. My husband always let me have my way. I did not do well in the past, and I knew this was an opportunity for me to improve. I asked my husband if he wanted to attend a 9-day lecture class. To my surprise, he readily agreed. He constantly coughed and spat out mucus after the surgery. However, he did not cough at all while we watched Master's lectures, and he attentively watched all 9 lectures. The doctors were amazed by my husband's fast recovery. I knew this was because Master protected him. Afterwards, my husband did the exercises and read the Fa every night. He also reminded me. I witnessed his recovery and the process of his becoming a Falun Dafa practitioner. Thank you, Master. Part 6, Conclusion. I learned that I should face all the tribulations with righteous thoughts and position myself correctly during tribulations. I should be a genuine cultivator and not forget that our lives are meant for cultivation and saving sentient beings. Please point out anything that is not aligned with the Fa. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled, "I Finally Started to Practice Falun Dafa After 25 Years," by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 1st, 2024. My wife was diagnosed with a rare heart disease in 1997. The medical experts she saw said they had never seen such challenging symptoms before. She tried both Chinese and Western medicine for a year, but saw no improvement. She was living with severe pain every day. At the same time, our daughter was only 6 years old. We felt distressed about our future. My wife met someone who introduced Falun Dafa to her. She went to the exercise site and learned the exercises. After, she felt much better. After doing the exercises for a few more days, she became energetic, and her heart disease was gone. No words could express our family's gratitude to Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa. My wife went back to work after taking 1 year of medical leave. She suggested that I practice Dafa as well, but I didn't have any interest. The Chinese Communist Party began to persecute Falun Dafa on July 20, 1999. And spread lies to defame it. To clarify the truth about Falun Dafa, my wife told people about her personal experience, put up posters on the streets, and distributed materials. She was arrested and taken to a detention center. The officers tried to force her to renounce her faith. She said, "My life was given by Master Li. Not allowing me to practice is equivalent to taking my life." She went on a hunger strike for a week and then was released. Both my wife and I were employed with the same company. When her manager could not convince her to renounce Falandafa, they turned to me and threatened to demote me from a manager to a regular worker. As I had witnessed my wife's changes from practicing Falandafa, I refused to collaborate with the authorities to transform her. I said to my supervisor, "My wife's life was given by Master Li. She has the right to continue believing in Master and Dafa, following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, to be a good person does no harm to society or family." In the end, my wife was fired and I was demoted. Later, I was also fired and our child faced discrimination in school. To support the family, my wife went to another city to work. No matter where she lived by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, to be a good person. However, the police continued to look for her and stalked her even after many years. She was arrested and taken to a brainwashing center. She told people there about her experience in practicing Dafa and said, "I hope everyone will not miss this hard-to-come-by opportunity. The purpose of living is to return to one's origin. I'm doing the most righteous thing, and my determination to practice Dafa will never change." On April 22, 2019, many plainclothes police officers barged into my home and arrested my wife. Our home was ransacked and her Dafa books, materials, and master's portrait were confiscated. I was also placed under house surveillance. My wife was later sentenced to 7 years and is still incarcerated now. The prison refused to let me visit her. I worried about her every day and could not eat or sleep well. I suddenly had a terrible headache and felt dizzy one day in August 2022. I had difficulty talking or even organizing my speech. My daughter sent me to the hospital. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, diabetes, and cerebral infarction. I was hospitalized for more than 10 days and did not see any improvement. My blood pressure did not decrease, neither did my blood sugar. My headache persisted and my stomach felt bad. I could hardly eat and had no energy. I couldn't sleep and felt flustered and scared. I felt my whole body was collapsing and my days were numbered. It was torturous to endure all the discomfort, but it made me even more miserable to have an MRI. I felt my head had exploded during the procedure. My daughter's mother-in-law is also a Dafa practitioner. When the medical treatment had no effect on me, she suggested that I try practicing Falun Dafa. I decided to give it a try. I begin to recite the auspicious phrases, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Master Li is good." I persisted every day and my pronunciation gradually became normal and I could speak coherently. Through studying the Fa and doing the exercises, my headache disappeared and my blood pressure became normal. My blood sugar is no longer high and my sleep has improved greatly. I finally experienced what it's like to be illness-free. I am truly grateful to Master for saving me and giving me a new life.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.